Hello, bitches. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 31. I am DJ Slap-A-Ho.
I'm B to the MAC, B to the Mac. The Mav is here, too.
What are you drinking on?
It's a kind of a cold and rainy night. Reminds me of being in Ireland, so I'm drinking a little Irish tea. Some heavy cream in it.
That's cool.
A little bit of sugar.
You know what I like best about driving in rain?
Nothing.
Hydroplaning. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Did you see the car down here in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure his driver's side front wheel is gone.
Yeah. So. I hydroplaned twice on my way here.
Nice.
I won't lie. Scream like a bitch.
Yeah. Gotta watch those corners.
Yeah.
Maverick is, he's got a little Thanksgiving dinner going. He's got a little turkey jerky and some carrots. So
I like a little turkey jerk.
Eating healthy. Hey, we got plenty of it if you wanna. Want some turkey jerk?
No, I'm good.
It's labeled as dog food, but it's like all it is just turkey. That's the one ingredient. So I'm like, I could probably snack on this.
Why don't they just call it fucking turkey?
Because it's jerky. It's actual jerky. Like beef jerky.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
He wants it. He's not interested in these carrots.
He will be interested when he runs out of the jerk.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's not just down that. There he goes.
All right. What do you have planned for tonight?
Man, I just got a couple topics to talk about. Nothing in the usual.
All right. I have a gay Cornell text.
Nice. Yeah.
I have several different grind my gears. I'll just pick one.
Dollars.
Hold on.
Holding. Naturally, yeah. One of them is to Bruce Jenner.
No, I get too pissed off. I will, but just I haven't written it yet.
I was hoping one would be. I will.
So I'll give you your options.
Okay.
Social retards.
I know a few of those, yeah.
This girl named Comet.
Nuh-uh.
Well, that's a code name.
Okay, I gotcha.
Cats. Jack Black.
Okay.
Pickles. Hyper Chicks.
Okay. Definitely want to hear the Comet one.
Okay.
I'll have the other one decided by the time we get to the end.
All right.
Unless you want to do the Comet one at the end.
No, I'd rather do like the pickle one at the end. The pickle one or the cat one.
Okay, let's do cats at the end then.
Okay. So I'll do the gay Cornell text first.
Yeah, oh, Cordell. We went and had coffee with Cordell. Was it last week? Last week? Tuesday, I think? Yeah, it's good to see him.
All right, here we go.
Cordell's looking for a roommate, by the way, if anyone wants to live with him.
Preferably gay.
Jeff lived with Cornell for a little while. I'm not sure what that says about Jeff, so.
I'm a little bit gay.
Yeah. I'm not gay, but $25 is $25. If you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Guy in the alley behind Quick Trip.
All right, so I'm going to read the gay text to Cornell.
That sounds good.
This is what I wrote to him. You want to smoke some weed and sleep spooning with our testicles smashed up against each other?
Ooh.
His response is, I consider myself a learned man. I read a lot, and my IQ is fairly high, but even I cannot come up with the right words to describe how uncomfortable that text makes me feel. I mean, who doesn't like to spoon and smash testicles?
I don't know. I mean, the more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, good old Cordell.
I mean, him being gay, I thought he'd be all for it.
It's weird.
I mean, I'm not gay. I'm just, you know, curious.
Yeah. I think if you are the one receiving, then it's, or no, if you're giving, you're not, I don't know.
If you're giving, you're not gay. If you're receiving, you're totally gay.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you would know exactly.
Yeah, I'm always the pitcher. Cornell's the catcher.
Oh, man. Surprised he hadn't invited you back as his roommate.
He will, once he hears this.
Speaking of gay, you gonna watch the fight this weekend?
No, because it's like $100.
Yeah, I thought about going to like Buffalo Wild Wings or something.
I want to see it, but just I can't pay that much.
Yeah, man, does anyone want Mayweather to win?
Yeah, there's people that want him to win. Yeah. I mean, honest to God, I think he's gonna win, but I hope he doesn't.
I hope he doesn't either. I hope he doesn't.
I hope that Filipino motherfucker just. Kicks his ass.
Maybe if he throws a fireball or something.
Yeah.
So.
And says, Aruga.
Yeah, exactly. I played a little Street Fighter the other day. I suck at it. I used to be good. I suck at it now.
No one probably that listens to this even knows what Street Fighter is.
Round one. Fight. Yeah, it was great. Don't watch the movie, by the way. It was one of the worst movies ever.
So is Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I was going to say, only topped by, as far as video game movies, Mario Brothers. Yeah, I don't know. I might be in Punk City this weekend watching Murder Sickles race, so I think I'd rather do that than watch the fight, to be honest.
Yeah, I really want to watch it, but I'm not going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings because that's just not me.
Yeah.
A bunch of drunk dudes like, and I'll just be like, shut the fuck up.
Hit them! Hit them! Hit them!
It's like, well, yeah, that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah, they can't hear you. Oh, well, good times.
Like, if they didn't say that, they wouldn't punch each other.
Exactly, yeah. Like, if you don't yell loud enough, they'll just stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well.
All right, I'll go ahead and tell one of your topics, and then I'll do a grind my gears.
Let's see. Oh, yes. Well, did we talk about the new Star Wars trailer?
Yeah.
Did we talk about it last? Man, I've watched it about 50 million times. I'm just really excited about it, like almost a permanent boner.
Is it next week?
No, the movie didn't come out till Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, next week I think is the new Marvel Avengers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which will be good.
It'll be good. I don't know. I don't know if I'll go see it opening night, but I'm gonna send you this picture real quick. I meant to send it earlier, but yeah, the new Star Wars. And so I've just started reading Star Wars books again.
Mm-hmm.
I was such a nerd. It's kind of entertaining, though, to ride up to a coffee shop like Starbucks on a Harley-Davidson and walk in and sit down and start reading a Star Wars book, you know. Just the full circle, the full package.
People are like, wait, he's a rebel. Wait, he's a nerd.
Which is he?
What do I do?
Ah, yeah, so I got a free cup of coffee the other day. It was nice. I'll take a free cup of coffee. I sent Jeff a picture that he can use at a later time.
Okay, 16, I'm good.
Yes, 16's the magic number.
Most of them are 16.
Yeah. Are there any 14s in there? I don't know. I was checking out Alabama and Tennessee, but
California's 18. That surprises me.
Oh, no joke. Man, it comes out of this this adult coloring book, and there are some funny ones. One of them's like, you know, help Bob, connect the dots to help Bob figure out his retirement plan, and you connect the dots, and it's a noose.
I like how on the bottom it says, Uncle Merv says, better safe than statutory.
And he's got a creeper mustache and everything.
And like a Mr. Rogers sweater.
And the comb over. The comb over is really good. I really want to look that up on Amazon maybe, and maybe I'll get that for you and Cordell for Christmas or something.
I would love that.
Oh, well. So the new Star Wars, I'm excited. Get your plans cleared. Get your calendars cleared. Good times.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you guys another one, too. You'll definitely appreciate this one since you guys were roommates.
That's cool. Sorry, I'm looking up my shit. I got your text.
Yay.
I'm going to look at it, and then you want me to do my...
Do your rap crap.
Okay.
The rapping. Rup, rup, rup. He is eating that jerk. Did you eat it fast enough, buddy?
Surprised you didn't hack that motherfucker up.
He ate through the power cord the other day, as you can see by evidence A, exhibit A, right here. And so he definitely hacked up a little copper and rubber and plastic sheathing, which was fun. And he didn't learn his lesson because then he ate some more. So
he's just a little dumb doggy.
He said he's extra cuddly.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. We were over at my mom's earlier, and he just wanted to sit there at the recliner so she could scratch his head. Just would sit there for minutes, which, you know, is not very...
That's not Maverick.
Not very much like him. Maybe he's calming down as he gets a little older. He'll be one next month. Woohoo.
Fucking getting old, man. All right. I will do my grind my gears.
Grind your rap. Wrap your gears. Wrap your grinds. Whatever it is.
Wrap my penis.
Well, yeah.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
When a chick won't let me ride, after rubbing one out and your piss stream shoots to the side, when a guy gets dumped and cried, a baby, that song Call Me Maybe, people that are shady, burnt toast, pot roast, dumbass, Facebook post, junk mail, going through hell, computers by Dell, stepping on a nail, hammer, a spammer, a baseball player that's a spanner.
Wow.
Cold wind, yin, the number 10. Don't be nice to a pedophile because it's hard enough to fit in. Get it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Sex joke.
Yeah. When I don't win, gin and juice. When something is obtuse. Not being a secluse. Not being alone. People always on the phone. When a bitch won't let me bone. That Star Wars movie with the clone.
True.
Jar Jar Binks. Most annoying character. It stinks. When it's too rainy to hit the links. The Sphinx. Dirt. Tight shirt. The word squirt. Getting hurt. Not emotionally. That group. Tony, Tony, Tony. Tone Loki. Chicks that are bony, everyone that's not my homie, baloney, holy matrimony, marriage, a horse and carriage, stallion, I don't know what this one is. I don't think it rhymes, but a participation medal. Olympics in other countries, large fees, when a whore won't get on her knees and please me.
Nice.
I don't know where that metal shit
came. Yeah, that was kind of funny. It's just out of nowhere, especially with the explanation in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to leave that in.
Oh, I will.
It's the only way.
I always leave it in.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I've got like 15 illegitimate kids.
Yeah, you know.
No child support. No. Yeah.
Child support's for losers.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I leave it in too. My hand. Aww.
All right. Oh, I've got a story about my brother that's pretty funny.
Okay. Go ahead and tell him.
All right.
My brother actually might be coming into town in 2 weekends. Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell him I'm going to kill him.
All right. I'll give him a warning. But, he's in the Air Force, so he probably can fly an airplane and shoot you.
That's true.
With airplane lasers.
All right. So my brother was talking about, this is a long time ago, but I just remembered it the other day. There was this guy who, like, no one really fucked with. He was kind of a bully.
No, it wasn't me.
No. But I guess he was driving behind him, and there was a girl walking, and there was a huge puddle, and the guy swerved in the puddle.
Oh, my goodness.
And got her all wet. And then my brother did the same thing.
Oh.
And he said the next day, the guy was like, oh, man, that was awesome. They were, like, friends from then on.
Awesome.
I'm going to do that tomorrow if there's puddles and someone walking. I'm just going to swerve and get them wet.
Oh, yeah. Now, if it's a hot chick, I want to be driving behind you. I'm going to pick her up.
And be like, want me to dry you off?
Girl, let's get out of these wet clothes, and then we'll do something. I'm not sure what it is.
Probably have a nice dinner and conversation.
I think so. Yeah, we'll probably talk about current events and possibly read books together. Not together, like we'll each be reading a different book in separate parts of the room.
You know what day it is?
Monday.
It's Monday, and Nickelback still sucks.
Oh, man. I saw this thing. I think NPR did an article that was basically titled, Why does Everyone Hate Nickelback? I didn't read it, but I might, because
it's probably funny.
Yeah, actually be funny.
Obviously, someone likes them.
Yeah.
They sold millions.
Selling out shows. Have you heard U2? 8 shows in Madison Square Garden in New York City sold out.
Why?
8 shows. Oh, my goodness.
Who was the opening band? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Who knows?
Probably some Canadian bastards.
Could be.
Probably Celine Dion.
Maybe. I don't know. Man, I wish they were coming close so I can go watch them. But I still haven't even got the new album. Just sad because they gave it out for free.
They did? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It was in your iCloud account, I think. So you had the option to download it. But for some reason, it wasn't in mine. So
probably because they know.
Yeah, they know. I'll spend the money anyway. Probably do that.
Okay. You want me to do an open letter now?
Yeah, if you want to do the comment one.
Okay.
Really intrigued.
Here we go. This is to comment. Fuck you, you stupid, exaggerating bitch. I'm tired of people like you. Your boyfriend is probably a little bitch and you smell funny. Sure, you have a fat ass. You know what I do to you? Of course not, you dumbass. You're dumber than a crackhead with brain damage trying to figure out how he shit his pants. I'd fuck your brains out for 10 seconds, bust in you, and walk out of the door with my middle fingers blazing. When you told me you were pregnant, I'd make sure by going on Mari. When the results came in, I would laugh. Then I would move out of the country where you'd have to raise a kid on your own and dudes would stay away because you got fat and they don't want a stepchild. Fuck you, cunt. I hope you get herpes from a gorilla. If you died, no one would be at your funeral except for the gorilla and the OBGYN that treated you. Fuck you. Don't ever talk to me or look at me again. If you get offended by this, then you must not know me. I don't care. This is Jeff signing off with a get fucked.
Wow. Man, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Cordell listens. He's going to love that one.
What, because of cunt?
Yeah. Yep, that would be it.
I mean,
sometimes you got to say it.
If I would have said it in the Irish accent, which I don't know how to do, it wouldn't bother him.
Yeah. Yeah, just watch In Bruges. It'll give you some practice, I think.
Or Boondock Saints.
Yeah, that one works too.
I told you they're making a third one, right?
Yeah, I never watched the second one, so.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely horrible.
Don't think I'll watch the third one, so.
I'll watch the third one because.
It can't be worse than the second.
I'm telling you, I put, and I'm not exaggerating at all, I put it right above Doom.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's just cheesy and dumb.
Nice. Maybe I'll watch it just for the entertainment. I like watching stupid movies every so often.
Eat a special cookie. It might be good.
Yeah. Yeah, no joke. Oh, man. Speaking of jokes, I had some, but I can't find them. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What do you call a nun in a wheelchair?
What?
Virgin Mobile. Oh, I love it. What is the resemblance between a green apple and a red apple?
I don't know.
They're both red, except for the green one. I got some good. These are some good ones, yeah. How do you make holy water?
I don't know.
Put it in a pot and boil the hell out of it.
It's true.
What do you call a black man who flies a plane?
Hijacker?
A pilot, you racist. Ba-dum-tsh. That was Joke Corner, brought to you by Brandon.
Well, I've got a joke.
What's that?
What's the hardest part about eating a vegetable?
I don't know.
Putting it back in the wheelchair.
Oh! Dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty. Do you shave it first? Because I don't know if they do that. Do they bother doing that?
I'm sure it's all falling out by then.
It could be. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I've never done it, so.
Hey, I've heard from a friend.
You hear things?
Yeah.
Saw it on the interwebs?
Yes.
Goodness, there's some weird stuff on the internet.
That's true.
Why don't you go ahead and Google that?
I don't think I want to.
That's everyone's homework. Google that and then send the links to Jeffy, or pictures or video.
Or if you're a hot chick, just send me pictures of you naked.
Yeah, that'd work too. Or in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or naked in a wheelchair.
I like my vegetables.
Tea's almost gone.
It
started becoming room temperature tea instead of hot tea, which is still pretty good. If it were coffee, it'd be a different story. I would have thrown it out.
Like the Rayma game?
Yeah.
There's nothing better than cold coffee.
No, that's not true. Oops.
I make sounds all the time.
Yeah, man, speaking of sounds.
Like, oh, God.
Or what, I can't remember what the sound was I made.
Oh, yeah. On our previous.
Yeah, whatever episode that was.
I've only got one more thing, man.
All right. Oh, it's the other open letter?
Yep.
I did actually hear of you know how some clubs do a white t-shirt contest or wet t-shirt contest or whatever?
Yeah, I've been to a few.
Yeah.
I never won.
Yeah, I didn't either for some reason. Probably, I wore a black t-shirt.
They're like, sir, first of all, this is for women. Second of all, you've got a black shirt on.
You got a black shirt on. Have you ever heard of them doing like a moaning contest?
No.
It's pretty funny, actually. Well, they'll do that. They'll make their best O sounds or whatever. And it's actually pretty hilarious because some of them try to do it like legit.
Yeah.
And then other people just make weird noises like, or whatever. It's pretty funny.
Fuck me.
Oh, God. I don't know. There's some funny ones, though.
Yeah, stick it in me.
Stick it in my ear. Once you go black, you go deaf.
A Family Guy.
Family Guy moment. Yeah, that's true. All right. So what did I decide? Cats? Cats?
Yep.
Yeah. Cats. Cats. Oh, by the way, speaking of cats, man, you guys should have got tickets to Phantom of the Opera.
I wanted to go, man.
It was pretty amazing. The production, the sets were new, and they were just incredible. The automation and just everything.
Were the songs new?
No. All the lyrics and the music was the same before. The script was the same.
Weird. You think if they made the set and stuff new, they'd have new songs.
Well, I mean, they just updated the sets because, you know, they were 30 years old. And so using new technology and stuff, when the Phantom takes Christine down into his whatever lair, like at one point, steps come out of the wall. They're just motorized. And so as they go down, the steps come out, but then the ones behind them go back and retract back in. It was a really cool effect. And just the way they would walk around, kind of like a circular set. And so they would walk around it and it would rotate, you know, so they're staying in the front of the, in stage center, but the rest of the set's moving around them so that it gives them the effect that they're actually traveling. I don't know. It was just really cool. But I don't know if it's still going on. I think maybe so. A friend of mine went on Saturday night. Pretty amazing. Got my tickets for next year. Season tickets, so.
That's cool.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about cats.
All right. Here's my open letter.
Maverick will appreciate this, I think.
Yeah. So will your brother.
Yeah.
All right. Cats. You suck. Kitty litter sucks. Your stupid hair sucks. Your tail sucks. Your whiskers suck. Your personality sucks. When the owner comes home, you go to the corner and lick your ass while a dog will run up wagging its tail and lick you. You have 9 lives. I wish you had none, and dogs live forever.
It's true.
Female cats are stuck-up ass fucks. Male cats have little penises. You smell like garbage, rotten fish, and Joan Rivers' dead pussy.
I get it, because they're cats.
Your tongues are like sandpaper. I wouldn't let you lick my dick like I would a dog.
Just a little peanut butter, right?
Yeah. Plus, the dog would wag its tail and cuddle with you afterwards. The cat would leave as soon as they were done and lick their asses. Cats are also addicts. Catnip makes them wig out. You need to go to rehab. Meowing is stupid.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a meow? It's annoying. I hate when you rub on my fucking leg, you bitch-ass tease. The best thing you were for is to string an instrument.
Yeah.
You ruin furniture by sharpening your claws. Makes me want to punch you across a football field. You know how all dogs go to heaven? You all go to hell. That's why you always land on your feet. The gravitational pull of the devil. This is Jeff signing off with a fuck off, meow off to a dog so it can kick your ass.
Yeah. Dog, eat that pussy. Cat. I saw this thing. It was like Petco or something where, you know, there's signs hanging up from the ceiling and one's a picture of a dog and it says, you know, your favorite companion or something like that. And then there's one with a cat and it says, your cohabitant. It's like, that's the best they can come up with for a cat. Just happens to live in your house. Not a companion, not a friend, a roommate, basically.
Yeah.
So, we all know how those can be. I guess my old roommate's looking for a new one, too. Maybe you can move in with him.
Fuck no.
Aw. Wah, wah.
He's hard to live with, I heard.
Yeah, I heard that, too. So, yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
Man, back out in the rain, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to hydroplane this time.
Just take it slow. Take it nice and slow. Just ease.
Just pump my brakes.
Pump them nice and soft, though.
Yeah. Once I get closer to my my crib is what the hip kids say.
I think so, yeah.
I will pump the shit out of that brake.
Yeah, you will. It'll probably be nice and wet by then, so.
Oh, yeah. It'll like it.
Yeah, so, you know, but be careful. Because it's slippery when it's wet. Extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got. We'll talk about some other stuff, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
We may just re-record the same show.
We're going to talk about some other stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. We can talk about some other stuff next time.
All right. Like our Facebook page.
Yes.
Read it.
Yes.
Listen to it.
Yes.
Watch it on the interwebs.
Yes.
Tell people about it that you think would enjoy it.
Yeah, and maybe some people who wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, tell them too.
Be like, surprise.
They're inappropriate.
That family podcast isn't so family friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, send us your resumes for interns.
Chicks only.
Yeah, Hot Chicks Only. Also co-host, Hot Chicks Only. Except for Rui Nico. He was decent.
Yeah, he's going to come back sometime. Yeah. He worked tonight.
He wasn't really a hot chick, though, but
no.
That's why I'm just like, yeah, he was okay.
He was like, I was kind of nervous the first time. I was like, man, you should have seen our first episode of Real Life Audio.
Yeah.
We were like, what do we do?
Renico, it's natural to be nervous the first time. just relax and let it go.
The closer.
Shh, it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Just relax. Let it happen.
The closer. Yeah, I need to take some lessons, maybe.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, well, yeah, that's it. I got nothing. I'm going to study. I'm going to study. I got to study my motorcycle service manual so I can service it.
Yeah, I've got some computer concepts to do.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I'm taking summer classes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind then.
Are you taking the hacking class?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some.
And how to look up porn.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an A in that.
Is it just any porn or just free porn, or is that an advanced class?
It's advanced.
Okay, yeah, well.
I've already got the free stuff down.
Oh, man. Sounds good. Next we'll learn how to make it, maybe.
Yeah, with our intern.
Yes. So, yeah, send in those resumes.
So, I'm changing it up. I've got a new ending line because I'm tired of the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, folks, you're only one chlorophyll inhale away from waking up in the forest with a sore asshole.
That's right. And for those of you who aren't as lucky, remember, 90% of the hands you shake today will be used for masturbation.
Especially if you shook mine.
That's true. Either one of them, left or right.
Yeah, I like the stranger.
Yeah, sometimes I like to go a little threesome.
Dude, there's this, like, doggy washing thing with, like, little bumps on it. This girl was like, what are these for? I'm like, oh, I know what they're for.
Oh, yeah.
To wash dogs.
Yeah, wash dogs. That's it.
All right. Well, catch you on the flip side, I guess.
Peace out.